This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Google, as you might have seen, has rolled out those new glasses, the ones that put the internet right in front of your eyes, kind of a wearable computer. Google Glass, they're called, part of a fast-growing field called augmented reality. It's technology that a lot of people think is going to change the way we interact with the world. But Eric Malinsky reports now from WNYC. What we've got at the moment is just the beginning.
Ori Ingbar is about to show me something cool. He points his iPhone camera at a bottle of Pepsi Max. On camera, the Pepsi label turns into a pulsating beatbox.
Now, the whole idea is that you can actually use your own voice, your own tracks. Doom, ch, doom, ch, doom, ch.
He could even scratch the label like a turntable. Ingbar's company Augmento developed this app for a Pepsi campaign in Israel. Advertisers like augmented reality because it makes us look at their products longer. But it can also be used to help professionals in all sorts of industries, from medicine to construction. Imagine a building contractor pointing his iPad at a wall and instantly seeing the electrical wires, the pipes, and so on.
So when you're looking for problems in a building or trying to fix something, you'd be able to see through the walls.
This is the kind of thing that excites developers at Augmented Reality New York, the largest monthly meetup of its kind in the U.S. Dima Kislovsky is developing a device for car windshields. A virtual green light appears to be hovering above the road out in front of your car. When it turns left, you should too.
You can therefore see kind of where the road's going, past the next turn, past the next hill, beyond those next trees.
But the big event was a demonstration of a device called Meta by Maroon Gribbets. He asks volunteers to wear a pair of bulky black glasses. When they look through the glasses, a digital bubble appears on each fingertip.
Very hard to shake these bubbles, guys.
Gribbets says that Meta glasses will be able to project computer graphics onto the real world. That means you can type on a virtual keyboard or swipe floating screens like in the movie Minority Report.
The controllers for this device are the most natural controllers for manipulating your environment, your hands and fingers and arms.
Gribbets promises that Meta will someday look like a pair of Ray-Bans, not a ViewMaster from the 70s. But he doubts that people will go that next step and wear augmented contact lenses.
If you take a population in New York City, there's a huge fraction of people who are going to want to use computers but have never put that sort of invasive device in their eye.
Someday we may look back on that prediction through our virtual contact lenses and laugh. In New York, I'm Eric Malinsky from Marketplace.